Joining us now here on the Haney and Zeno Show to talk about that and the Ripken World Series coming up here this weekend in Aberdeen. Part of that 89 Oriole team. Let's bring in from MLB Network, former Oriole, Bill Ripken. Bill, what's up, dude?
Good. What's going on?
A little of this, a little of that. First of all, let's start Manny Machado making the debut tonight, Major League at third base. What are you thinking about this one here?
Well, I'd like to see it. You know, there's certainly a lot of talk and hype. I think from what I understand, I've never really sat down and watched him, but I have some pretty trusted baseball people. He handles himself well, good-sized kid, all the tools that you could possibly want. Now we just have to see how that translates to the big league level.
And Bill, now be honest. Who do you think is going to be a better shortstop? Is it Manny Machado or Cal Ripken?
Oh, I think Cal.
Oh, okay.
Anytime you're going to compare somebody to a Hall of Famer, I'm going to take the Hall of Famer until I see what happens.
In all seriousness, though, I mean, with a guy that's this young, when they pull him up and they skip AAA altogether and they bring him up, what are some of the pitfalls, you think?
Well, every level. Baseball is a unique sport because, you know, if you're a number one pick in baseball, it doesn't necessarily translate to you being a stud in the big leagues. You know, adversely, if you're a number one pick and you're a running back out of college and you're at a major program, it usually translates well in the NFL. Same thing with basketball. If you're highly touted and you're supposed to be a player in the NBA, it usually works out. There's a lot of adjustments that happen at every level of the minor league. But the idea, and I go way back to what Dad told me in 1986, if you have success at the AA level, you have a chance to play in the big leagues. That's not to say you will, but at the AA level is really where a lot of the adjustments, you start seeing left-handed pitchers throwing 2-0 changeups. A 1-0 count with right-handers doesn't necessarily mean a fastball is coming. It could be a breaking ball, could be a changeup. So there's a lot of adjustments that are made at the AA level, and Dad always said, if you have success there, you can possibly play in the big leagues. So we'll see what happens.
Bill Ripken joining us here on the Fan, Haney and Zeno. Beautiful Thursday, Baltimore, Maryland. Orioles, winners of 5 in a row, take on the Royals tonight, 7:05. Down at Camden Yards. Now, Bill, we had Dave Johnson on yesterday. Talked to him about this. I do the show with Slack here, Baltimore Baseball Tonight, every night on 105.7 The Fan. Talked to him about this. You were part of it. We played the theme music opening the segment. 89 Orioles. Seeing any similarities here, this year's team, to your ball club?
Well, I think that there's more components on this year's club as far as what you're talking about with some, you know, all-star caliber players. If I go back in my memory banks in 89, you're looking at Cal at that point in time that you could consider that all-star type caliber player. One thing we did very well is we caught the ball. You know, you were talking about Slack. You know, it seemed like if you go back and look at the highlight reels, Devereaux, Finley, Anderson, Orsulak were making plays over the wall nightly. You know, Jeff Ballard, Dave Johnson, Mulacky, Harnish, not strikeout pitchers. When they gave up hits, they usually got us a ground ball and we turned a double play. I think at that time, we had set a record for fewest errors made by an infield at the big league level. And I think that's just what we did. There was a little bit of magic going. I think the similarities are nobody expected us to be doing anything. We started winning series, and then all of a sudden we started looking around at each other and going, well, yeah, was it catch rates? Why not? Why can't we do this? And I remember the last 3 days going down, you know, to Toronto. I didn't think we had any business matching up with them player for player, but yet we're one game out with three to play. It didn't work out for us, but it was quite exciting.
He's Billy Ripken joining Haney and Zeno here on The Fan. And Billy, I know the statistics, and for people who are numbers, when they look at the Orioles and their run differential and their batting average and runners in scoring position and their ERA, everyone wonders how they're even as good as they are. But the eye test usually, and for a guy like you who's played the game, the eye test might be more important. When you watch this team play, do you see a playoff caliber team?
I really do. They believe. And, you know, it's funny you talk about the number crunchers out there because it's becoming more and more prevalent in the game, and it's making me scratch my head and get annoyed more and more in the game because the eye test is there. You can't sometimes explain certain things, and I understand getting outscored, but if you lose 10-1 and you win 3-2 and you win 4-3, you've been outscored in three games, but you win two games and they win one. So run differential don't put you in the playoffs. It's wins and losses. And I think what you have in Baltimore right now is I think Buck Showalter is a good manager, and he's got a deep back end of the bullpen. And that would explain why you run off 12 in a row extra inning wins. It's because he's got capable people back there, and Buck doesn't shoot all his bullets during the course of the game. So the starters have been a little inconsistent. There's no question about that. But there's glimpses of enough, not only for this year, but I still think the guys that have bounced back and forth on the AAA to big league shuttle, I think there's still enough of that core young pitchers, and I like their stuff. I think this translates pretty well for the Orioles in the future as well.
Bill, what did you think of Steve Johnson's performance last night?
I tell you what, I mean, the Orioles gave him a lead, and it reminded me an awful lot of Dundalk Dave himself. Because when we gave him a lead, he shook off every junk ball and threw fastballs. And certainly Steve's got plenty more of a fastball than Dave had. But there was this attitude of competing. And, you know, you got some facial similarities. When you look at him, you can certainly tell he's his son. But when I watched that game, I was up at the network. I'm watching him compete. I'm watching him go after hitters. And I said, boy, that looks like Dave out there on the mound.
He's Billy Ripken of the MLB Network joining Haney and Zeno here on the Fan. Orioles take on the Royals tonight, start a four-game set. Billy, when you talk to your colleagues and when you're talking about the Orioles, do you think they have a better chance to win the AL East, or is it easier for them to get into the playoffs through the wild card?
Well, I don't see them catching the Yankees. I mean, let's face it, they've been playing extremely well, and the Yankees are on the skid, and there's still a separation there. So I don't suspect the Yankees are going to continue to just squander like they have been. They're too deep. They have too much talent to do that. So on a realistic approach, I'm sitting there staring at all the wild card teams because I've kind of removed the Yankees from the equation right now.
What do you think of the extra wild card now, Bill?
What do I think about it?
Yeah, are you for it or against it?
I love it. There's 90% of the stuff the commissioner enforces that I like. One, I don't like the unbalanced schedule simply because now we have this extra wild card. Is it fair that the Orioles have to play the four teams in the American League East 72 times and the rest of baseball 90? Next year with this 15-15 coming up, I would propose a much more balanced schedule to go after it. But if we remember back to last year in game 162, how exciting that was across the board. This one game play-in this year, I'm gonna go predict there's gonna be a tie for the 162. So there's gonna be a team that has to play two one-game play-ins, one to get in, and then one to to move on further into the playoffs. I think that was pretty exciting times, and I think this year is gonna be the same way.
A couple more thoughts from Billy Ripken of the MLB Network, Haney and Zeno on the Fan. Because Manny Machado has been called up, people are already texting in the show and asking if Bundy's next. Do you think Dylan Bundy, who's just promoted to Double A, might get a September call-up?
Well, if he's throwing and well enough to be deserving, I mean, they're going to be very careful. I think you've seen that all around baseball. And we can go down to D.C. and talk about the Strasburg rules that are look like they're going to be enforced. But I think if he's throwing the ball well enough and there's a spot – you don't want to do it just for the cup of coffee aspect of it, I don't believe. I think if you're going to bring a kid up, I think there's going to be a reason in mind to bring him up, and he can help you compete and help you get a spot in the playoffs. So I wouldn't suspect they're just going to bring him up to bring him up and get his feet wet because that has business implications as well. But if you're trying to win and he can help you, you got to bring him up.
Well, the Orioles trying to win, haven't been to the World Series since 1983. Billy, of course, there's a World Series every year at Ripken Stadium, the 2012 Cal Ripken World Series coming up here this weekend. And tell everyone how this thing has evolved and how it has grown and, and how it teaches baseball the right way to youngsters trying to get into the game.
Well, the World Series itself is quite a show. It really is. You know, when you're talking about 16 teams from the United States, and then six international teams coming over, it gives you an appreciation of why, you have a 20-year-old or a 21-year-old now in the big leagues like Mike Trout and a youngster like Bryce Harper in the big leagues, because these kids at 12 do some things that just take you back and go, really? That's 12? So that's an eye-opening experience. They really are a talented group of kids. Love the atmosphere up there because it is a true World Series now that we have the six international teams coming in. So the winner of this thing can push their chest out a little bit, keep their head a little bit higher. because when you win this, you pretty much won against the best kids in the world.
What's the website there, Bill, for people that want tickets, which are free, and all the information they need to head on out to Aberdeen this weekend?
Easiest thing to do, easiest thing to remember around here is just go to www.ripkinbaseball.com. And there's a spot on there for the World Series, and you use the best four-letter word that starts with F, and it's free. come out there, enjoy the game. We got a lot of things planned this year. Got a big crew that's, some people on our staff have been just exclusively appointed to this World Series to work on all the particulars that go on. So it's an atmosphere in itself. Don't just wait till the finals. Come on out. It's all week long. So it's fun to watch all these teams play. It's fun to get a little bit of a glimpse at what some of these kids may be like in the future. And there's a couple kids that have run through. We talked to Brent Lurie the other day with Toronto, and I think that was one of our very first World Series in Vincennes, Indiana. He was an 11-year-old competing. So it's about that time we've been in it this long. You're seeing some big league guys that have come through the Cal Ripken World Series.
Yeah, I think he got his first tattoo that year, didn't he? I'm just kidding.
No, he didn't have one then. Maybe when he was 13, I think that was it. I'm not going to be a part of the tattoo thing associated with our World Series. We might face paint.
Right.
That's about it.
Bill Ripken, Ripken World Series happening this weekend in Aberdeen. MLB Network as well, former Orioles, everyone remembers. Bill, we appreciate the time. Good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you down the road here.
All right. Thank you much, guys.